What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Sports Talk Buffalo. I'm your host, Drew, and thank you for making me part of your week. The Buffalo Sabres failed to reach the NHL playoffs once again. However, they had a very good season. Find out my thoughts on their year in this upcoming episode. Stick around, and let's have some fun. They did exactly what I wanted them to this season, but missing the playoffs still stings. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another video of Sports Talk Buffalo. Before we go any further, I want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. I talk Bills, Sabres, and the University at men's basketball and football teams right here on this page. Also, remember to check out some cool merch. The links are in the description below. The Sabres were in the thick of the playoff race right up until the last few games of the season, which is a massive improvement over last season. They finished with a record of 42 wins, 33 losses, and 7 overtime losses, which gave them 91 points to finish this season, and a heartbreaking 1 point from the final playoff spot this season. However, overall, still a very successful season for a team as young as they were, the youngest in the entire NHL, even with guys like Craig Anderson, who was over 40 years old on this team, which goes to show how young they really were, and they still were the youngest team in the NHL. They finished 16 points ahead of where they finished last season, where they had just 75 points. And for the second straight year, not to toot my own horn, but toot toot, I was very, very close, almost spot on in predicting before the season started exactly where the Sabres would finish. In the video that I will link right up here, I predicted that the Buffalo Sabres would finish with a record of 41 wins, 29 losses, and 12 overtime losses, and 94 points. Had I been completely correct, the Sabres would have been in the playoffs this season. However, I did mention that I thought that they would battle for the final playoff spot right up until the very last game. Overall, this season, as I stated, it was a very good season. However, there were multiple negatives to take away from this season, which essentially kept the Sabres out of the NHL playoffs. The first being was that their goaltending overall was very subpar. All season long, it seemed like right when the Sabres needed them to make a big save, the goaltenders came up just short. However, it wasn't all on the goaltenders this season, and that brings up the second point that I wanted to talk about as far as the negatives go this season, and that was overall team defense. The Sabres, again, on this very young team, were very, very sloppy at times in their own zone and would leave their goaltenders out to dry more times than you would like them to see, leaving the opponents' grade A opportunities in front of the net. And again, with subpar goaltending, you're just not going to win the amount of games you need to get into the NHL playoffs. Buffalo finished with 300 goals against, which was good for 26th best in the NHL. And those 2 points lead to my third and final point of the negatives of this season, and that was the lack of consistency when it came to this season. The Sabres had large stretches of poor play, which led to an 0-8 stretch and also a stretch that saw them go 2-8-2 in the most critical time of the season, and yet they were still only 1 point out of the playoffs. So it goes back to show that it wasn't necessarily a game or two here or there that made the big difference. It was those two prolonged, very poor stretches of play that essentially sunk the Sabres ship this season. Now we go away from the negatives and jump into the positives of the season, where the biggest positive, in my opinion, was the overall play of the Sabres' first line, Skinner, Thompson, and Tuck, who all had career highs, blowing out their career high numbers this season, as Jeff Skinner finished with 35 goals, 47 assists for 82 points in 79 games. Tuck finished with 36 goals, 43 assists, and 79 points in this season in 74 games. And Tage Thompson absolutely blowing the doors off the NHL right up until he got hurt. He was on pace to go well over 100 points. Finishes the season, 78 games played, 47 goals, 47 assists for 94 points. That line was absolutely incredible all season long, and they solidified themselves as a legitimate NHL first line that is a threat on any given night and put teams on notice for next season. The second big positive for the Buffalo Sabres is, of course, at least in this small sample size, it seems as though we have found our franchise goalie in rookie Devon Levi. He played 7 games this season in pressure-packed games down the stretch, games the Sabres needed to win in order to try to even have a chance at the playoffs, and he performed exceptionally well in 5 of those 7 games, finishing with a record of 5-2 and a save percentage of a .905 in his first 7 games. A very strong start to what should be a very stellar career for the Buffalo Sabres' new franchise goalie. Now, the biggest surprises of this year, at least for me, was the gigantic steps that both Dylan Cousins and Casey Mittelstadt took this season. Dylan Cousins showed scoring touch as he netted 31 goals and had 68 points this season and looks to be a legitimate number 2 center behind Tage Thompson. And everyone who was on Mittelstadt's case all season long, he quieted down all his haters, showing his offensive ability and also his versatility, being able to go from a scoring third line winger right up to fill the shoes of Tage Thompson in that first line center role. And he was absolutely incredible down the stretch for the Buffalo Sabres. Both of those guys took giant steps and look like they are part of the core moving forward for this Buffalo Sabres team. And the biggest unsung hero award for me goes to Matthias Samuelsson. While he only had 10 points on the season, it was his defensive play that really changed how the Sabres would do when he was in the lineup. He was a plus 14, and he also led the Sabres in hits while only playing 55 games this season. It seemed as though the Sabres overall were just a better team when Samuelsson was in the lineup, and it looked like he was the piece that completed the Buffalo Sabres puzzle. With the way that the Sabres season ended, it is no surprise that next year the expectations of the Buffalo Sabres will be raised another notch, especially by the fans. When they say next season, the expectation is playoffs or bust, I don't think that is out of the realm of possibility for this Buffalo Sabres team, provided they continue to grow and all learn together. That's going to do it for this episode, guys. I want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. And as always, have a fantastic week.